after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hand in my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Sadie J. It is a beautiful Monday. Y'all know what that means. That means it is hot after dust. Monday, and that's where we're going. On everything that's hot news, hot mess, hot music, and, of course, hot interviews. And today is going to be no different with what we got today. We got live that going on today. Today's Hot After Dust topics are going to be focused on Lil Boosie being the verdict for Lil Boosie being not guilty and the murder trial that he was in. And as well as we're chopping up President Obama speaking out on same-sex marriage. And I'm going to, of course, gonna play some great music as usual. And midway through the show, we're going to have a new addition to internationalhiphop.com, as well as I'll get ready on the Global Tech Mixtape Series, my boy Jono, and we'll be chopping up with him about what he's got going on and how his whole big movement, Mr. No Kind of movement, so definitely got to see what's going on with that. So what we're going to do before we go ahead and get into the topics and whatnot, we're going to go ahead and go to some music. And I also want to say just another happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that had a great Mother's Day yesterday. Of course, yesterday I spent it with my family, and we actually had my dad was throwing down on some barbecue, so we had to eat some great barbecue yesterday for Mother's Day. So big ups to that. And with that being said, let's go ahead and listen to the music. The song here is going to be by Don Monte Glitz. I got to say a big shout out to her, simply for the fact that she's one of people to be hosting this Wednesday at this event will be also every Wednesday in downtown Dallas. I'm called World Star Wednesday, so yeah, definitely got to come check it out. And that's at Blue Cloud or Main Street right in Deep Ellum. So here we go. This is All You Can Get It by Don Monte Glitz. Let's go.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, because I want to hear. You tell me, baby, I want to feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. Tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear on the floor or the ground.
Tell them, copy, over.
Heat me, I'm a child.
everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
All right, welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, hot after dusk Monday. And, man, I got definitely missing a shout-out to Fine Magazine. They have that very great, very hot app in which, by the way, too, actually shout out to them, one of our greatest supporters. And they have an app called Super Booty App. Search it on either Android or iTunes, or I'm also thinking Apple as well, the Apple Store. You can look on there and be able to download the app free, believe, and check it out. And see what's going down, because we got a lot of hot stuff going on with that. So definitely check it out. And I wonder if it is, the app also features a lot of the fam from Dust of Our Model Group, so that's definitely a really good look. And they're out in the UK, so that's even crazier. Like, I tell you, I mean, global. Never underestimate who could be listening to the show, who could be your biggest support. Somebody from all across the world could be trying to support you, and all you got to do is just acknowledge that point. So there you go. All right, so going on to today's hot topics, we got some very, very crazy hot topics for today. First up, we got a rapper Lil Boosie has been found not guilty of the first-degree murder charge that was he was accused of from back in 2009 due to a 35-year-old man being shot to death. So, y'all, basically, for those of y'all that don't know what the case, basically what happened was he was accused of ordering a hit onto a victim, and then just simply after 90 minutes at the trial, the jury decided that Lil Boosie was not guilty. So only after 90 minutes, that was pretty crazy. He was tried in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and had he been convicted, he would have been facing life in prison. So, man, he dodged a bullet. Now, the thing is, one of the things they're talking about too was one of the prosecutor's big points they were doing in the case was that they were trying to argue the fact that his lyrics, proved that he had a role in the murder. Just to make it clear too, he's not gonna be a free man for about another 8 years because of drug charges. So that's to go ahead and let people know that, because some people are like, oh, you'll be like a couple months. Like right now, he's serving. I'm an 8-year prison sentence, and so there you go. Now, to go ahead, let me go ahead and tweet in Facebook about this, because definitely this is going to get crazy. as far as what you think about that, I mean, and personally, to get my personal opinion on it too. One thing you gotta say about lyrics. This is why I tell people all the time, you have to be careful what you say, because people will try to hold you accountable for it. Like for instance, like some people, like for instance, me as a on air personality. If I say something, I better be able to back it up and not back down from what I said, because it's always gonna be right there. As long as it's in the archives, people always get to trail back and say, hey, we got proof of you saying this on the air. And that's the thing. That's one thing I tell people this all the time. I'm not going to say nothing on the air that I'm going to regret later. That's simple as that. Like, don't say nothing you're going to regret later. And let's add one number. I'm about to tweet and Facebook it now. Call-in number is 347-202-0389 if you want to share your thoughts and whatnot on the whole matter of Boosie. So, when do we go to our quote-unquote commercial? quote-unquote commercial and come back in a quick second.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but
but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J, on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskhours.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
All right, once again, the calling number is 347-202-0389. Those as was going down. Now, man. Now, so as far as I personally feel about, and it's something that's all time, like I was saying right before that little quick little break, I said you have to watch what you say because people are waiting to get you about any little thing that you do. And sometimes, just like, you know how a lot of people always say, like, these Call of Duty games and the shooters and whatnot involve people wanting to shoot. Some of the music does, too. I mean, some people take it and they go, okay, let's go act this out. Like, they take the lyrics and they go try to act them out and say, yeah, I'm going to go kill some people. No, this is wild. And some people aren't, I mean, that's the way some music is, the way how this comes off. Now, some people are just, I mean, expressing these angry thoughts in the music is one thing, but it's the people that piss me off that take it, and they go acting out the stuff. And, like, for instance, me personally, like, when I'm DJing in the club, I don't like playing a lot of stuff that talk like that too long because some people don't know how to act. Like, you'll watch. And I mean, and mark my words, and this happened to me so many times. Some IB DJ and then some dude off, like, he could ask me for a bunch of stuff. Maybe we hear this, maybe we hear this. And it's a lot of stuff that's like fight type music. And some of these same people who ask for it be the same ones we got kicked at the goddamn club because they don't know how to act. And it's for me, I really have to ask myself, like, I mean, can you really not? I mean, is it really that serious that you really have to, you know, if I'm gonna play this stuff, just act useful, man. Because like for me, like, I mean, like, well, one of the stuff used to be real hot was when Lil Jon do a lot of that crunk music, and some people want to fight, but some of us, we just got crunk and amped up with each other. With the music, we didn't want to fight each other. We just got amped up, and that was about it. For me, I can feel you on that. Like crunk type music and stuff like that. Because he even said some kind of violent stuff in this song, but he wasn't necessarily trying to say go be violent. Like it was just getting you crunk, and some people don't know how to act. I mean, because any day people could go ahead and say it's all about hip hop on that. But it's more. It's not just hip hop. Some of these rock and roll songs do it. Some of the country songs do it, and some of the pop songs do it, and hey, it's just everyone always wants to use hip hop as a scapegoat. So my thing is, at the end of the day, it's been said in all of it. So don't even try to use it as an argument. All right, so that's the whole thing with Boosie. Like I said, the line will be open up to about midway through the show, and then we're gonna be having my boy John on the building, so big up to that, which is about 8 minutes from now. Now, another big crazy thing is going on, man. Like, a lot of this is, like, really got the people going crazy right here. President Obama is speaking out on same-sex marriage and is declaring that he is supporting it. This all basically came out around deep personal issues he's had to go through around it and whatnot. He just basically came to the point where he said same sex marriage should be passed or whatnot. And he was running his reasons, because a lot of people are like, why is he swaying from a side to side? Of course, you know, a lot of people are speculation is going to be about, because the, you know, the election is coming up. You know, I need to get some numbers up. What group of people can I get in which, you know, everyone's saying, okay, well, he's doing this so he can get the gay vote or whatnot. Now, I mean, I'm a realist, because heck, I guess what I'm voting for, and guess what I'm voting for in election, voting for President Obama. But at the same time, I'm also going to, make this point. I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like, oh, that's not a tactic, like a smart tactic, like him trying to say, hey, I need to get some more numbers. I'm trying to go ahead, you know, for some of the get the gays and lesbians and transgenders and whatnot, you know, and that's the whole thing. Like, looking at all this whole entire discussion, it's just a lot of them be stemmed from it. And one of the reasons why he would say that. His difference from now versus then was, it wasn't necessarily that he didn't think that same sex people should be in relationships and be able to be married and whatnot. It was the fact that, it's marriage in itself. You know, his religious beliefs and whatnot, it goes all against his religious beliefs, in which, you know, a ritual has been going on for the longest, since the test of time and whatnot, you know, attached to where marriage is just a big point why he just said, oh, I don't know about that. So my thing is, you know, personally, I mean, I can tell you when I know y'all was waiting for me to get ready to say stuff on the air. for me, and I'm going to keep it 10,000, like, for me, am I always saying woo woo? I'm saying tell it when they go be gay or whatnot. I'm not telling them when they go do all that. That's one thing a lot of people always get misconstrued when you say, okay, it's, you know, you're not gonna sit here and downplay same sex couples, because at the end of the day, it's happening, y'all. You can't stop it. It's happening every day. And the thing is, for me, the reason why I say, why I say it should be allowed, if people can be allowed to walk around with freaking guns, and I'm in any moment, my behind gets shot up because somebody had a gun, and some of them have their guns rightfully. You know, I think that it's just only right that couples should be able to unify and, you know, be able to reap some benefits. Because here's the thing. Here's one of the main benefits out of same sex marriages that LGBT couples are looking at. It's the fact that, you know, you get to the taxes and all that kind of different stuff that's tied to it, that they can, those kind of rights they can't get because of them not being married. And some of me, there's a lot of these couples, they would tell you, and it's not necessarily they can give a hoot about trying to get married. It's the fact that can they get respected behind the fact that, hell, if I'm in the couple with someone and heck, we together, you know, why can't we get the same tax write-offs and all that different stuff in our couples as, you know, as a traditional heterosexual marriage or whatnot? So, for me, I feel that is kind of wrong that people have to go through the fact that they can't get those rights. Like, these people are buying together, taking care of each other's children. They're holding down for each other, and the thing is, it's not hurting you. At the end of the day, it's not hurting you. So that's the thing. Like, I'm just going to speak out on it. And my thing is, what agitates me behind the whole discussion is there's a lot of church folks that's talking down on it. Yet they got people in their congregation that pay, that they got You know, they got paying ties. They'll never turn their cheek. I mean, they turn their cheek and they get that money. And it's just, to me, it's just kind of funny how they can sit there and do that. And they do. I've watched pastors who do these sermons and they talk down. It was these same people that turn around. Yeah, oh man, thank you for all this generous money you give me. You know, just in the day, it's about the person, man. It is about the person. So, hey, that's what it is. Now, let's say go to the point. I'm not for. Doesn't mean in the end of the day I'm gonna tell. I just tell my child, hey, you should be gay, or that's not gonna make me sway towards that. It's gonna make me sway towards the fact that. The people that's out there, that's, you know, how they teach their children, you know, don't talk down how they teach their children, especially if they're not being harmful to anyone else. So there you go. Yeah, that is basically my points for today for the hot and just topics. And definitely, if you ever have anything, you ever want to share any more on it, you can share it on Twitter or Facebook. Just let us know, most definitely. All right, so I'm going to go to a quick, very quick music break. And then we come back, we should have my boy John on the building. So here we go. Right here on Life That Does Live with your boy, Sandy J. Let's go to Q Harper, man. Like, that dude still, I mean, now still one of the hottest interviews, definitely. So here we go, Choir Time. Actually, let's go with Stay Girl.
Hey baby, can I talk for a minute? Sun
You see them peep in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area.
Takes me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty and the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams, without a squirrel scene, we bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses a tongue when she unlatches a window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the scene show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk, it's faces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high, she teaches that firefight in school. So I work my magic, a couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that out some fire, with no light.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Man, we got to say, this is a crazy show today. Very crazy show. And on today's show, like I said, what is Life at the Dust known for? Known for hot music, a lot of good stuff, but also known for hot interviews. So, that being said, we got my boy, John O in the building. What's up?
What's happening, man? You nice, fella.
My bus was good, man. Right, I'm glad to have you.
Man, I'm happy to be on the show,
man. Should I call you AKA Mr. No Condom?
Yeah, I love that Mr. No Condom. That's why I want you to call me Mr. No Condom, you know, because that's me, man.
We gonna talk about it, because I'm like, man, this dude, that name, man, we gotta talk about that. So, oh, man.
Word.
Man, first off, man, you got congratulations, brother. Back congratulations for being a part of internationalhiphop.com and getting ready to be on Global Tech Mixtape Series, man. Two great, great feats, man. That's a very great look.
Appreciate it.
Now, man, we got to go from the top, man, because I know a lot of people are like, who is this dude, man? And some of y'all went to his Facebook. Y'all went to his fan page. This dude is on it, man. I mean, you go to it, this dude has, and this is by the exact number, 5,079,000 people that are liking this page. I don't know about y'all, but that means the dude is, he's doing something right.
Yeah. Word. So I know everybody probably want to hear about the No Condom thing, right?
Yeah, they're like, man, they're like, oh, man, see, that's the way to get you. In the words of shout to Scott, the words of Scott, get your buzz up, get your buzz up.
Exactly,
that's
exactly.
Now, exactly. I got to, off the back, man, tell us about how you actually got into music. What led you to get into this industry?
Well, when I've been about, I guess about 11 or 12, man, my older cousin and my older brothers, they've been trying to make music, and they've been going to the studio and making these little recordings. And, you know, like at 11 or 12, man, you hand your older brother and your older cousin them boy coming through the speaker, you think they large already, you know what I'm saying, just because they've been to the studio. And I want to be a part of that, just seeing them do it. So they've been like, man, just write. And I start taking my little notebook composition books, you know what I'm saying, writing little stories and stuff at school, making them rhyme. Listening to rap, you know, just get infatuated with it. And then once I get an age, 15 or 16, I see could have really happened, man. I start putting money behind them, like getting a studio instead of spending money on studio time, things like that. So like I said, man, my older brothers and my older cousins, with them wanting to do it, man, that's what kind of bring me into it, you know, just getting fascinated with them.
I mean, you just said something just there. You just said something about, I got touching the fact that, you know, you were saying, man, I went and brought a studio and all that. If you don't realize it, man, it takes, you can't, I mean, of course, some people are going to reach out to you and do stuff for you, but sometimes some things are going to cost while you're in the street.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to tell
exactly.
you, it's going to cost you.
Not some things, everything. Everything,
yeah, pretty much
man.
Everything. But you get some breaks here and there, but like you said, every damn thing is going to.
Yeah,
it's
going
to cost you. I take that back completely. It's everything because it's either going to cost you money or time.
Exactly.
So you're going to spend time and money.
Exactly. So, you know. So, and they used to spend tons of money on this little studio session. So I've been like, man, once I get old, I've been like, can't be spending all that money. Let me go ahead and get my own, you know.
Right. Because then you get to our person. Then people spend money, especially if you're like, man, let me come use your stuff. Oh, it's going to cost you, man.
Exactly. Word. Exactly, man. Exactly. So, you know, it's been a long time, but, you know, happy I finally did. Got my own little recording area. You know, got all that. It's great.
Now, the name Jono, what's behind that? How'd you come to name Jono?
Because my government name, you know, is Jonathan, and my uncle Lim used to always tease my mama, like, why you give that boy, that white boy name? You know, because we from the South, you know, deep down South, and, you know, growing up, even still kind of segregated, and he says, why you give that boy, that white boy name? And they just start calling me Jono, because they were like, Jonathan, but too long, and he just seen a song like me, and they called me Jono. My homeboys and boy, once they start coming over to the house, they hear Jono, and he just kind of catch like wildfire. And when I start really rapping, I've been like, I'll go with that because that's what everybody already know me as anyway. Might as well run with it.
So that, I mean, that transitions, man, to the no condom. So you now, now you know as Jono, you know that as Mr. No Condom.
Mr. No Condom, yeah.
About that, man. How did it? Because I mean, I kept looking. I read the stuff. I'm like, I want to hear it from the dudes. Oh, now. Well, how did that come about, man? How did Mr. No Condom come about?
Man, tell me this, though. Like, when you hear No Condom, you know, like, what's the first thing you think about?
I'm telling you this. First thing I said to the viewers last week, I said, he must go by Mr. No Condom because he's fucking the game up with no rubbers or whatnot, something like that.
Exactly, and that's kind of how he come about. My homeboy, we've been listening to the CD, you know, the songs. He been like, man, I know you should name your CD, man. And I've been like, what? He look at me and smile, man, big as I don't know what. I've been like, No Condom. And then both of us just kind of like, oh, my gosh, like, for real. And then I kind of like, based like a whole little campaign around it, like, man, I enter in this music game, I penetrate in this music game, that's how I come in, like, I'm not following no protocol, you know what I'm saying, I just being me, like, straight raw, that's how I'm gonna fake y'all, that's how I'm gonna infect y'all, I'm gonna impregnate this game, you know, plant some seeds, you know, so many things I spent off it, you know what I'm saying, I love it, you know, and you just keep building, and now, when I go out someplace, you know, people don't even be like Jono. They be like, oh, there's that No Condom dude. So and I just put the Mr. on it. Like, forget the Jono. Just call me Mr. No Condom.
I mean, what's even crackers? That's even your URL name for your site. So, I mean, I'm like, dang, that dude is smart.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, oh, damn, got it.
Word. So, yeah, and that's how you start, man. So, really just kind of brainstorming. The style, like, them boys just went like, man, you raw. My homeboy was like, you raw. No Condom, and then, you know, running with him after that. Running with him.
All right, so as far as, when it comes to, like, your music, like, what inspires you, like, when you get ready to write songs and whatnot? Like, how do you get your inspiration behind it?
I kind of do my music off my different moods. Kind of depend on how I feel. And, like, if I just kind of happy, y'all, I don't know, do a happy song, or if I had a long day, I'll be like, man, it's even long, on my feet, all day long. You know what I'm saying? Just start rhyming and just keep on. So my inspiration just kind of come from the different moods I in, or maybe something I see, you know, like that. I don't do, like, a lot of, like, fiction and, like, or even, like, a lot of trap rap and stuff. You just be kind of, like I say, like, daily feelings, different mood points I go through. And when people finally hear the album and hear my songs, they'll see that, because, you know, that's why I feel like people will be able to relate, because that's like the average person feelings. Like, like I said, I got a song called Spazzing Out, and it's just about, like, how sometimes you get fed up in life and you just want, spazz out on stuff, you know? So, yeah, just daily life, man, what inspired me. Like, this interview right here, you know what I'm saying? I've been on this interview. I still amped about this. I might just go drop a quick, man, I coming up, then on Heart After Dust. You know what I'm saying? Like, just start rhyming and word playing and putting stuff together, you know? Things like that.
Just let you know, too, after the music break for yourself, we will be calling you out. We will be taking you back to Rap City, so... Don't let me after it. Everybody's like, oh, man, to bring my rest. I've been bringing it back, man. Everybody come over here now. They be ready to get in the booth now. I'm like, oh, baby, get in there, man.
What?
Yes. And they get, so, man, and I'll be impressed if I do that. Y'all really be going in, so, hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
man, I want you to talk about this track here, man. Cry to smile, man.
Yes, sir. Man, Cry to Smile, how come about, man? I can't even remember if I hit a beat first or I did the song first, but I remember knowing that once I heard the beat, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, man, these songs will go perfect together. And I came about, like I said, like I do my music off of different moods and stuff, and I just been sitting down, chilling, kind of like down about life. But I'm like, you know what? I'm probably going through this because I did this. You know what I'm saying? It might have been a little dirt, but that sets you back further down the line. Like, when you get down in life, you see how karma come back to you. And I just been like, man, you know something? Let me put out a little karma-type song so people know that you create your own universe. You see what I'm saying? Like, any bad that happened to you, any good that happened to you, you created that. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of letting people know, like, hey, you guys going to have to, you know what I'm saying? You got to cry to smile. You going to have to take the good with the bad, whatever you do, you know?
Man, we're talking on the same page. I just made that one of my profound things I said last week. People not, like, I can't think everything is going to be sunshine and raisins and all that good stuff all day.
Exactly.
Well, you know, in the words of Frankie Beverly Hills, they say, sunshine. You know, yeah, there you go. It's like sunshine. And rain.
Yeah, and rain. Pump it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I live right here.
Not here to be seen anymore. We're going to go to the track. Come back, and we got some more to chop up with you, as well as we bringing it. We going to the Hot 16 on Hot After Dusk with my boy, Jono. All right, let's go.
Ups and downs. Good, evil, you know,
talk about it.
All about finding your perfect balance, you know what I'm saying? Your perfect place,
yeah.
And a peace,
yeah.
You know,
and how you live it out.
Man, you know you gotta cry just to smile. And if you wanna come out, you gotta be down. See all the shit you went through, got used to now. You keep going on and take your good with your bad, man. To die. And when you feel real low, you go get high. Do you really understand what the fuck I'm
trying to sing to you? Picking your bed with your bag.
And see, dog, I got high all the time. Till I realized all is getting high, making a nigga adapted. Looking for a better high. I don't be needing that shit, so now I appreciate sobriety, but appreciate my drugs more. Appreciate the solitude and shit. I love closed doors. It give you so much time to think and all again be peeped. Your ally help your enemy, and you can see deceit and then appreciate the beat. Cause ego justify the murder, like appreciate the slaughter and the cows for the burgers, and appreciate your earnings, but appreciate your struggle more. Motherfuckers stressed out, they just need to struggle more. Call my genre struggle, co-antagonize the punk rap. Yeah, you make them girls dance, but y'all know that junk whack. Yeah, you bring the junk back and then forward your call. Don't get mad, you did it last week to your dog. You was gonna rush the ball. Now take your bag,
you gotta cry just to smile.
And if you wanna come out, you gotta be down. See all the shit you went through, got used to now. You keep going on and take your good with your bad, man. Gotta love just to die. And when you feel real low, you go get high. Do you really understand what the fuck a nigga trying to claim to you?
Picking your good with your bad.
And good vibes from good people make you feel good. But watch out, cause they'll turn straight in the fleet. In real life, I don't be playing triple beam and darkness in your light. Sometimes you way out to do wrong for your entire life. I try to do right, but the return is take so fucking long. I almost broke down 100 times just doing one song. Keep moving on with no one to pass my baton to. Don't know what happened to the team, don't look around, fool. Look evil and men do will set you back 1,000 paces. Keep my head low and don't trade faces with too many faces. I sense the fakeness like a super villain, play on that. Think you'll bamboozle me, but I done made you pay on that. Wait on that, I'll be back. So waiting, and that explain why I be in shaky situations. Quick to fuck something over, not too much, just enough. To make a fuss, can play fast, so by the stop. Don't shake your head, you bought your bread, you ain't no damn better. You just don't got the upper hand, so one hand the cheddar. Take your bad with your good. Dog, take your bad with your good. My name, hey, take your bad with your good.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life and Dust Live with your boy, Sonny J. My special guest in the building, John O, a.k.a. Mr. No Condoms. So, yes, man. That song, man, like I said, you got songs where you get people amped, and you got this song. Why did I pick this song? It just relates to me, just especially I just got to talk about that point last week, and a lot of people got to understand that, man. Like, it's not going to be easy all the time.
Exactly, you know. Exactly. When you, it's like when you at them up times and you at them good times, that's when you really should think about, you know what, bad times might be coming. So whatever you got to do to prepare yourself for them, just go ahead and do it because it's going to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, even millionaires, you hear about millionaires, they go crazy. Even these stars, you hear sometimes, man, they have some type of emotional breakdown, this and that. It's just life, you know what I'm saying? Life, that's what life about, like, good and bad. You know, that's what life really breaks down to, like, good and bad, right or wrong, light and dark, you know? So, he just like, that's just life. He shouldn't even label them. He should just call everything life, you know, and just be ready for them.
Exactly. But, man, like I said, we got some more to chop up now. But like I said at the beginning, you know, one of the things that she did, that she accomplished was being with Global Tech Mixtape Series and InternationalHipHop.com. Now, everyone's always wondering how different artists have gotten involved in their big story, how they end up getting involved. How did you actually come about to this project?
So the Global Attack Mixtape is a site, man, called Music Cloud. And what Music Cloud does for you, man, it's a great site for unsigned artists, man, because they allow you to get your music out there to people. They'd be like, this person looking for this. They tell you what different projects looking for. Say, like a TV show looking for a song, or like Global Attack Mixtapes was looking for songs, and you just submit the song. And, man, when I get that email, been like, somebody I like one of your songs. So I read the email, turn around, he been Elevator Scout with the Global Attack Mixtapes. Man, I couldn't stop smiling. You know, I've been so happy to see that, yeah, I make something. You know, I make, like, a major feature. And, you know, that's, like, that's right out the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same, my CD ain't even dropped yet. You know what I'm saying? It's just a single off the CD, and I make this project. So, yeah, that's a real good look for me. But like I said, man, musicclout.com, man, they, like, real good site for unsigned artists, you know, to even if it doesn't get accepted at first, man, just keep on. Because somebody going to like your music. If you like it, you know what I'm saying, somebody is going to like it.
Now, I mean, and that being the case, like you said, like your music, someone like end up checking out your music and whatnot, and he's like, oh, man, this is a great opportunity. Now, here's the thing, here's another reaction I'm basically want to know. Like the fact that, I mean, the name itself, Robotech, they say, how is the feeling fact to be a part of something that's big stress on it? Stress on the effect on it is to make sure that you are pushed globally. Like, there's not a lot of people,
exactly.
You know, they pretty much they worried about one region of the state or whatnot.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of projects that really, truly push about global markets.
Oh,
how does it feel to be a part of something like that?
Like I said, man, it's, at times you feel kind of overwhelming, man, because they had a party in New York for another little site. The same people who run Global Attack Mixtapes, they had another little party for the site. And like I said, going to New York for the first time, it's just like meeting these people who who you kind of, like I said, as a kid, these stuff be dreams to you. And then once you get older and you start actually getting in the position to meet these people and make these moves, you get overwhelming because you're like, man, like you feel like a star, but you can't take it like that, or you could get too big-headed, you know what I'm saying, and you might stop grinding and stop pushing for what you're pushing for in the first place. But it's overwhelming, to say the least, man, because when you think about it, like I said, this, my CD ain't dropped yet. It's just one of the first singles, and it's getting pushed globally. So when you think about that, you just be like, man, you know what I'm saying? You just get lost. You already, like I say, like sometimes I feel like a star. Like sometimes just walking around my little hometown, I might walk inside a store or something, and people will be like, oh, that's that No Condom dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really go no place no more without people being like, that's that No Condom dude. And he just, like I said, it's overwhelming, man. That's the only word I could think of. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's funny when people call my Twitter name. It's always so funny to me. Yeah, what's up, Sonny J. Dusk? I'm like, my last name ain't Dusk, but okay. You trip me out with that.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, same type of feeling almost, man. So, yeah, you feel good, though. You know, you feel like you're accomplishing something. Like, yeah, I can, you know, it gives you that feeling like, I can do this. So, this is going to happen. It ain't like a dream or like a if. It's not like a lottery ticket no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like a, just keep, it's like a job now. Like, work, the harder you work, you get promoted like that.
All right, most definitely now. Of course, I told you right before the break that we was going to put you on the spot, right?
Right,
so, we're going to do the Hot 16. I want you to drop right now. No, it's going to be no music. It's straight, raw, in the face, in the ears right now. I'm a Hot 16 for everyone.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
When you leaving out your chick house, I creep into your chick house. Leave the remote on the nightstand and some weed in the dresser. Keys to your legs, just a nice water cheddar. Jono, you a mess, bruh. You ain't never lie. If you listen when I'm spitting, then you might break out in hives. Give your bitch a high five. Chunk her double deuces. Hit the highway to hell. Holler that Satan for some stupid. And he said that I'm the coolest chill he ever had. I said, kill that sentimental shit. Just pass my blunt back. He just shake his head and laugh and say, boy, your head bad. You remind me of the son that I never, ever had. He reminds me of my dad. What's up?
What's up? Hold on. Where? Oh, let me talk to my monkey over there. He ain't on it. Where my little monkey? He running. He tell people to say, hey, you supposed to be on there telling people to do something, bro. There we go. I got to talk. My monkey, man. We got to have a talk with him.
Word.
Like, hey.
Word.
He can get no bananas. He can keep it up. All right, so man, yeah. Most definitely. Hey, that means, hey, y'all got to definitely check that out. If y'all missed it, y'all got to check it back out. But,
yeah, man.
So as far as, like, coming up, man, what are other big projects we got coming up that we definitely got to check out?
Man, I got the pre-ejaculation mixtape coming out. You know, it's like a mixtape/EP, and that's the kind of hold everybody over for the weight of the No Condom, man. And the pre-ejaculation mixtape, that'll probably be out. I kind of not like to give myself time, but maybe like in about the next month, that should be out, and I'm working on that right now. I mean, you got the songs done. I just getting the mixing done. Then a couple months after that, the No Condom going to drop. And from there, I just going to have to kind of see. But those are two big projects I'm working on right now, the pre-ejaculation mixtape and No Condom, the album. And like I said, they both kind of done. We just mixing them, mastering them, you know, taking off this track, putting them on this one, taking off that track, you know, little things like that. You know, I got to, and maybe, y'all probably will see me in a couple magazines, you know, like some Hip Hop Weekly type stuff. You know, I don't want to speak too much on it, but, you know, just keep looking for Mr. No Condom. You're definitely going to see him.
around, definitely. But yeah, some magazine features, stuff like that.
All right. And just a reminder, if y'all want to check out a couple of things, let you know if y'all want to check out what he's got going on. I mean, it's spelled exactly how it sounds. I can go to Mr. And that's Mr. Mr. NoCondom.com. Y'all can check out everything he's got going on. Also, go to internationalhiphop.com. That's international-hiphop.com. And search Jono. And you can find out, you know, right when he ended up getting aboard with Global Tap Mixtapes. And y'all also got to check out that video he put out. he was a character, man.
Yeah, man. Tell him to check out the whole mini series. Like I tell everybody, or like my whole little thing now, I tell everybody I'm industry ready. You know, I'm not no local joker, man. I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to come out local. I want to come out in front of the world because I feel like, you know, I just take a lot of time putting all these stuff together, like the whole little mini series, Adventure Time with Mr. No Carter, you know, and that's going to be like kind of a big thing to me. You know, that got 3 videos. I'm going to probably shoot a couple more in these next couple months. So hopefully, like, all this stuff, man, will add up, you know. People will start to see it more. It wouldn't have to push it or just be like, oh, man, Mr. No Carter, he come out with another video, another episode out? Yeah, man, I go in and check it out, you know, like that. I had a video, one of them had air on German television last month, the Exit one. That had air on German television, so hopefully, you know, I have
Exit,
some more
we
stuff
got that on. That's a track that's on our homepage player.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's one
I
of my favorites.
I got an Exit at the game.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, man.
Nah, man, as we rolling on out, I'm ready to close and say, y'all miss any parts of the show. Y'all want good looking, y'all want to hit a high 16, y'all want to just hear this dude's story or whatnot, you can always go back and check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Look for the episode with Jono, or you can go to iTunes for free and type in. If you type in, you can actually type in Jono and it pop up. If you type in Life at the Dust Live and look for the episode that says Jono, you can download the episode for free and listen to it as much as you want. So there you go. That's different ways you can definitely check this dude out. And heck, you know, when he got stuff on iTunes, while y'all right there listen to the show, y'all can search for him on iTunes too at the same time.
Yep.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time.
Oh, man.
Word, man.
But, man, once again, man, I appreciate you for coming through, man. I appreciate
man,
you for being part of Dust Spot. Just all that different stuff, man. I see you on the everyday. This dude drops some nuggets on the everyday. He let you know. He drops some kind of inspiration for people on there just about every day. And people need
exactly. Exactly, man, because that's what you're about. I mean, having money and all that stuff nice too, but the people who trying to get there, people who kind of losing their way, like if you already been there to that point, you feel good to, you know what I'm saying, be able to help somebody out just to know that somebody look on them and like, man, all right, he drop a gem for me, you know, light the path for them, you know, drop them jewels, light the path and they can find their way. Each one teach one, man. That's what you're about to me.
Yes, sir. All right,
so,
man.
Yeah, man,
so
I appreciate you having me, man.
All right, man. And heck, you know me. You definitely got, you know, always keep us up when your mixtape come up because, you know, we always, every week, we always feature a new mixtape every week on the site.
Word.
So we definitely got to push yours, man, when you put it out.
Word, man. It'll be out as soon as possible. You'll be the first where you'll get them before that Piff Live, man. You'll get them before everybody else, man. I promise that.
Uh-oh.
Pre-ejaculation exclusive. Word, right, man. You've been loads of fun, man. I appreciate you. That's been a real good look for me, man. So I just want to thank you one more time. Big shout out. I'm going to go ahead to my Twitter feed and, you know what I'm saying, shout out again.
Hey, so I got to send one shout out to, I mean, two shout outs. Y'all just liking and tweeting all of a sudden. My girl Keisha Nicole, and she does a show every Tuesday. Got to say shout out to her. Shout out to my girl, Miss Apple. That's what I call her, Miss Apple. And she actually just graduated, so it's a big ups to her for just graduating and sending some love to the show. Shout out to, of course, Scott, man. Scott, me and this dude have known each other for years. I've never met the dude in person, and yet, you know, we're like brothers. So I got to say definitely big ups to this dude. We have been, like, thinking who's working on projects for the longest. And
word.
Shout out to my boy Chris Knight with his app, Super Booty app. Big ups to him.
Man, I'm going to go check that out. That sounds like something I need to check out. Big shout out for Mr. No Condom Homeboy. You got a new fan.
that being said, man, we about to roll on out. In the words of Chris Brown, before I say that, I can't forget my phrase. I'm about to slap myself. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a